This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, CJ Class and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions, give us a call right now. We will get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. A few things to keep in mind during this morning's conversation. One, of course, is the telephone number to get you on the air. The other one, of course, is the telephone number for Class Financial. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Class Financial. It is complimentary. Speaking of that telephone number, you're also going to want to hold on to it because coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do our Class Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Amazon. Again, we'll be doing that a little bit later in the program. Also, of course, the website at Class Financial, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. From the website, of course, you can learn more about Class Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And if all of that fantastic greatness isn't enough for you, coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll also do a brand new segment, an opportunity for you to send in or get in contact with Class Financial, get questions answered. We'll be doing the Money in Motion listener question corner, which is a bit of a tongue twister, and you guys love doing that to me, don't you? How are you guys doing this
right
morning?
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, CJ. Malia, how are you today?
Great. We're trying to keep you young.
Yeah.
With your verbal skills.
Yes. Good. Good luck with that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, we'll do the Class Quiz Question of the Week as well. Speaking, by the way, of the Class Quiz Question of the Week that we do each and every week, we had a winner last week and a great question. We should probably quickly review that and get not only the question, but the answer from last week as well.
Yeah, so thanks everyone for listening last week. I know it's summertime and sometimes we don't care about maybe thinking about our retirements, but we appreciate all our listeners and your call-ins. So last week's question was, what percentage of active stock managers fail to beat their benchmarks? Was it 50% or 90%? And our winner last week answered it correctly. Over 90% of active stock managers actually fail to beat their benchmarks. So thanks for calling in and listen carefully today.
And it was a fantastic program last week. Don't forget you can catch that as well if you sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter or at classfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So this week we're going to be talking about something very popular. I know we get a lot of questions about this, and you guys are definitely great resources on this, our retirement planning professionals from Class. We're going to be talking about collecting our own Social Security benefit. I think a lot of people wonder, though, how is that amount even calculated, and is there a way? I know the answer to this, thanks to you guys, but is there a way to find out how much we can expect to be receiving in Social Security?
Yeah, Social Security, one of our favorite topics.
Yes.
I feel like we end up back here every month or two, and it's because there's a lot of interest, and it really applies to pretty broadly, almost everybody here in the United States, at least citizens. So yes, let's review some facts about Social Security. First off, again, we've talked about this a lot, ssa.gov, www.ssa.gov. It is a wonderful resource for people regarding Social Security. Matter of fact, it's kind of ironic. For some reason in the last week, I have helped clients, even in this case, a parent, established Social Security Administration login credentials about, I would say, almost 10 times just in this last week.
Wow.
Because people don't recognize how great the resource is for understanding your future benefit, for seeing your historical earnings, for understanding your calculation, whatever it might be, it's a really great benefit. So if you work with a financial advisor or if you do your own financial planning, a portion of your future income hopefully will be Social Security, and therefore you should probably go set up a login to view your benefits. Because FYI, I'm sure there's those of you listening going, yeah, I used to get those statements every year and I feel like it's been a few years since I got one. And the answer is that's right. They don't mail them out anymore. So you've got to go online to find that benefit. So other things to know is you must earn 40 credits, which equals 10 years of work, to qualify for retirement benefits through Social Security. You earn a maximum of 4 credits per year. The amount needed for each credit in 2019 is $1,360, and the amount needed to earn 1 credit increases automatically each year when average wages increase. If you earn at least $5,440 this year in 2019, you will max out your credits. Now hear me closely. You will max out your credits. I did not say you will max out your benefit with that. You will just max out credits. So if you, again, if you earn at least $5,440 this year, you'll get all four of your credits. These are also referred to as QCs, quarters of coverage, and no matter how high your earnings may be, you cannot earn more than four QCs in any one year. It's also important to understand that Social Security will use your earnings and work history to determine your eligibility not only for retirement benefits, but also for disability benefits or your family's eligibility for survivor benefits when you die, so on and so forth. So, the formula. How does Social Security determine your benefit? Well, we mentioned you have to have at least 10 years or 40 credits, right, 40 quarters, to be even eligible for a benefit. If you don't have at least that, when you log into your SSA.gov, I just did this with somebody yesterday. It said something like not eligible or something, and you had to click on it and said you don't have 40 credits yet. So they won't show you a benefit until you get the 40 credits or 40 quarters. However, once you get that, it doesn't mean you've got like a max benefit. Doesn't mean, oh, I'm getting as much as every other person who has 40 quarters. It's actually 35 years of inflation-adjusted working history. Okay, so that's how they're coming to your total benefit. And by the way, when you begin employment, there are 35 zeros. So each year or each credit, it's really 35 years divided by four quarters, right? Each credit that you're adding is replacing what? It's replacing a zero. That's important because there's a lot of people who say, well, what if I have lower income in my final years, right? Well, if you're replacing zeros, you know, one credit is better than something showing up as a zero. And so they take that, they inflation adjust it to bring into what's called present value terms. And then that is how they look at your benefit. So there you go. Some fun facts.
Really good stuff there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they would love to answer them for you right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, you also call us toll free, 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn plenty about Kloss Financial on the website. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up if you haven't done so already. I urge you to do that this morning, is sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice little snapshot. You get in your email inbox each week of what's going on in the markets. And, of course, a link to the most recent podcast. You can find that again at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. We'll talk about if you take your benefits early. Also, if you delay taking some of those Social Security benefits, we'll find out from Malia and CJ some of the effect that has, the timing has, on when you take your Social Security. And take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, get you right on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about Social Security, a topic that generates a lot of questions. If you have those, give us a call now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'd love to hear from you. So a lot of people wonder, is what happens if I take my benefit, my Social Security benefit, early? Or what if I hold off and delay taking it? What are some of the pros and cons of each?
Yes, so this is really an important topic. Everybody usually wants to know when they can first take their benefit and what that means in terms of dollars. So understand, as always, there's a difference if you take it immediately at age 62, which is the earliest, versus waiting until your FRA age, which is full retirement age. There is going to be a considerable difference in the amount of your benefit. So anyone born between 43 and 1954, your full retirement age, as determined by Social Security, is actually age 66. If you're born between 55 and 59, that would be 66 and some months. And finally, after 1960, as it stands today, it's age 67. So again, as CJ referenced, SSA.gov will give you those answers, what your FRA age is. And I think it really is important for you to understand at most ages, going onto that website and figuring out, what will my potential benefit be? I sat with a client last week who has been a pastor for over 30 years, and he told me, well, I really don't have much of a Social Security benefit coming to me because I haven't been paying towards Social Security for 30 years. But prior to that, he did work enough quarters in order to satisfy at least a benefit or to be able to receive some kind of benefit, a small benefit. So it's always better to have that knowledge. So as you sit down and start your retirement planning, hopefully 10 years before, you know what you're dealing with. You obviously, like I said, can start collecting as early as 62. But if you collect at 62 and your full retirement age is at 66, you have to understand that you're only going to receive about 75% of your monthly benefit. At 65, that would equate to about 93.3%. And of course, on this show, we talk a lot about DRCs, delayed retirement credits. And really what that's all about is the longer you delay, so if you delay, say, from 67 to age 70, you're increasing automatically by 8% your benefit for those remaining 3 years, 67 to 70. Now, we've said this many, many times. There's usually no reason that you want to delay collecting your Social Security past the age of 70 because it is not going to continue to increase after that point. But just know what your options are, and looking at your spouse or your spouse or other income coming into the house, how that's going to affect when you really do need to collect your benefit.
Very, very interesting stuff. As always, Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, give us a call now. We'll get you right on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on their website, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking this morning, Social Security with CJ and Malia. So let's talk a little bit about what might happen if you're in that situation where you haven't earned enough credits to start collecting your Social Security benefit. Are you just out of luck, or what kind of position? What are you in there? What position are you in?
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. So as a matter of fact, if you haven't worked enough or don't have enough Social Security credits to qualify for your own benefit, you may be able to receive what are known as spouse's benefits. Now, there are some requirements to qualify for that, but here would be some of those. To qualify for spouse's benefits, you have to be at least 62 years of age or any age and caring for a child who's entitled to receive benefits on your spouse's record who is younger than age 16 or disabled. Okay. Now, again, if you think about if you have a spouse that's, say, 66 pulling benefits and you have a 16-year-old child or a disabled child, sometimes the math on that is hard to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is if you start receiving benefits as a spouse at your full retirement age, you will get 50% of the monthly benefits of your spouse would receive if their benefits started at full retirement age. So this FRA, if you go to the Social Security website, there's going to be all kinds of references to FRA. It's one reason some people go, well, I don't get it. If I draw at 62, it's one number, and then for every year I wait, it grows. Right? Up to a maximum of 70. So why did they plug in this number in the middle called FRA? And there's actually a lot of reasons they plugged in that number in the middle. If you ever want to know, just listen to our past shows or go onto the website. You're going to see a lot of reference to spouse's benefits or even your own benefit that relates to full retirement age. If you do have enough credits to qualify for your own Social Security benefit, and you apply for your own retirement benefits and for benefits as a spouse, your benefits are paid first. Now, there was a short-term exception for those born in 1954 or earlier, where they could actually draw off of their spouse's record while leaving their record alone. Okay. That is not the case anymore. If you're born after from 1955 or after, you must first apply for your own benefits. And then if your benefits are less than half of your spouse's, the differential will be made up by your spouse's. So it's actually kind of like a doubling up of benefits. You get all of yours, and then the differential comes from your spouse's. So here be an example. If your spouse qualifies for $2,500 per month as a benefit based on their full retirement age, and you never worked outside of the home, so meaning you don't even qualify for your own benefit, you may still be eligible to receive $1,250 per month off of your spouse's record, not impacting theirs, by the way. They get their $2,500, you get your $1,250. If, here's the ifs, if you're married for at least 1 year, or that you know you're entitled to all of your benefit, assuming you do have credits, or half of your spouse's benefit, whichever is greater. Now, one final thing, be aware of age discounting. I had somebody call me on this the other day that said, I listened to your radio show, but listen, my spouse is $3,000 a month. I'm not getting $1,500. I'm getting $1,300. What gives? And I said, how old is your spouse? They said 70. How old are you? 63. Ah, there's an age differential there, right? So we're really using this as a numeric of if you're 66, your spouse is 66, that's where it would be a perfect 50%. Goodness, this is confusing stuff, isn't it, Sean? I feel like I'm rambling.
I am literally planning on folding this show up, our notes, and putting it in my wallet.
Please do. Or, you know what, here's an idea. Yes. Call in with questions to both the office or this radio show, because I know this is complex stuff.
There's a lot going on, and this is the stuff that a lot of people have questions about. And if you have a question, you are not alone, and our friends from Claus Financial would love to answer those questions for you right now. Give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We will get you on the air. You heard CJ mentioned, call the office. Of course, they'd love to talk with you as well. Their number to set up an appointment or get some questions answered, give them a call at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary. You can also learn more online, the website, claussfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information up on the website. So what happens? So we got to talk about it. Divorce. We'll talk a little bit about divorce and Social Security. We will also do the new feature, which is the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Great question from Steve this week, as well as the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Action Pack segment coming up next. We'll take more of your calls as well as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Claus Financial online, claussfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about Social Security. Question we got to ask, it's a fact of life for some, divorce. How does a divorce affect your Social Security?
Yeah, so sometimes people don't even think about this, believe it or not. If you were married, but no longer are married to that person, you may have some options. If you're still unmarried and your previous marriage had lasted at least 10 years, you may be able to get some benefits on your former spouse's record, even if they have remarried. So the key component here is you cannot have remarried, but they can have. So that amount can be up to 50% of the worker's benefit. However, if you remarry, the divorced spouse benefit stops. So you must keep that in mind before you just fall in love and, you know, change things up. And you have to be at least 62 to get spousal benefits. So a couple important tips. Your ex-husband or wife must be at least 62 for you to receive a spousal benefit, but does not need to be receiving his or her own benefit yet. And that's something that is always kind of confusing. It's like, well, I've heard he's collecting, or I've heard she's collecting or not collecting, and I think that'll affect mine. And the fact is they don't need to be receiving their benefit yet. And the other item that we want to point out is if your ex-spouse has died, and again, the marriage lasted for at least 10 years, you could qualify for survivor benefits up to 100% of your ex's benefit. So a lot of interesting things. We do refer you to go online, SSA.gov, but we also suggest you schedule an appointment with Social Security so you can find out what your specific situation and the numbers, what it's going to look like for your benefit.
It's been absolutely amazing, the conversation this morning. I think there's a lot of information in the show. As always, don't forget, we're talking about websites as well, KlossFinancial.com. Links there to podcasts, as well as signing up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Also an opportunity there, as we talk about some questions you may have, is, of course, emailing Kloss Financial. And every week, of course, people have questions that we either don't have time to get in completely on air, or, of course, people email questions in. So today we're going to start a new thing. It's called the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Steve had a great question this week, which is, I've heard that I can perhaps collect my spouse's benefits first and then switch to my own later, so that it will be higher. Is that correct? So would that be a correct thing, that he could get higher by switching to his spouse's later?
Yeah, so you heard me reference this briefly before, 1954. If you're born before 1954, there used to be some interesting things that people would do. One of them would be drawing off of an active spouse's record while leaving theirs alone. So it was this idea of, hey, I either was married for 10 years and had a divorced spouse who I'm eligible to draw off of, or I have a living spouse who's drawing now, but I don't want to draw off of mine, so I'll draw half of theirs. Again, before 1954, this was an option while leaving yours alone. That's the key, right? You get the delayed retirement credits. Well, if you're born after 1954, that no longer applies. Secondarily, so that's because back to that original question, we'll hear this occasionally, which is like, what about these situations? There used to also be a file and suspend strategy. This was incredible. You could file, suspend, so that your spouse born before 1954 could be drawing off of your suspended record while theirs is in suspense mode as well. So literally you're getting a benefit and both of yours are growing. Well, obviously that, I mean, even as I say it, we all can hear that doesn't sound right. And so Social Security, went away with that as well.
Very, very good stuff. Don't forget, as always, we do this each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. You can call in, get you on the air. You can also, of course, email your questions with this great new feature, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. A couple things to keep in mind. Also, of course, the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number, Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this morning's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many Social Security credits must you earn to qualify for a retirement benefit? Telephone number 442-5637. First call, the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Amazon. And again, don't forget that is Kloss Financial's telephone number right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. And online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. CJ Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.